under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGIF, January 5th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. We've got a bunch of guests lined up for you today. History lesson in the second hour. We are all pre-tripped and ready to roll, baby. We have got this show lined up. You are going to enjoy today's show so much. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. First of all, I have great news to report. In communicating with our radio family, I spoke with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. She said in responding to the information that Dave Ajima provided to me from his doctor's nurse that he spoke to regarding the results of his MRI of his prostate, Missy's like, that doesn't sound right. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, stage five, and he hasn't even had a biopsy yet? That doesn't sound right. She said he might have elevated PSA numbers, but not stage five cancer. And I said, so what should I do? And Missy said, well, call Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I said, okay. So I picked up the phone. I called Dr. Sherry, and I explained it to her. And she's like, Randy, stage five is, it's already metastatic prostate cancer. It means it's gone into other organs. She says, I can't believe his doctor would have looked at his PSA numbers just last year and not seen an elevated PSA for concern. They would have had him not only MRI'd, PET scan, ultrasound, but they would have gone and done a biopsy already of the little lesion that's in his prostate. I said, can you call Dave? She picked up the phone, she called Dave, and there was miscommunication. His PSA levels are level 5, slightly elevated from last year's test at 1.6. He's at 2.1, which is roughly about a 25% increase in PSA levels. And the MRI that they ordered, because of the elevated PSAs, shows a small lesion in the prostate. That he's going in and having biopsied. So prayers are answered through communication and talking to the radio family. Missy led me to Dr. Sherry. Dr. Sherry called Dave. Then Dr. Sherry called me with Dave's permission so she didn't violate any HIPAA regulations. And we got clarification. So Dave Ajima is going for a biopsy of the prostate. Hopefully, Sherry said that will, because they caught it so early, probably be benign. It could be cancerous, but it's small, and they've caught it early. So absolutely, thank you guys so much. Prayers led me to call Missy, who led me to call Dr. Sherry, who called Dave, and then she called me and put our minds at ease. So thank you for the prayers for Brother Dave. And Dave, we are so happy, 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 happy of the good news. So greatly appreciate all that. So got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, local information within our communities, and history lesson with Pastor Chatfield. More interviews in the third hour. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be thankfully returning shortly.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Joining us on the line right now is Lieutenant Colonel retired Bob Kramer. He happens to be also the supervisor of Tuscarora Township there in the Indian River area. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, and Happy New Year, Randy, and Happy New Year to all your patriotic listeners from all your friends in Indian River.
Absolutely, brother. Happy New Year to you guys. And I wanted to have you on the show today because I was able to watch your last board meeting there at the township. And one thing I questioned and I didn't understand, I was hoping maybe you could enlighten me and the listeners. For example, here in Antrim County, we have a county board of commissioners. We have 15 townships, two cities, and a village. And we also, at the county level, have a planning commission. And the planning commission is an advisory board to the board of commissioners. So whenever there's planning commission issues, property rights issues, somebody wants to build a barn, you know, a large roadside, a farmer's market type barn stand or whatever, they go to the local townships. If the local township has a planning commission, they look at the plans first. They make their recommendations to the township board. And if the township board feels there might be a violation within the overall zoning map, if you will, of the county, they then will refer and interact with the county's planning commission, who then talks to the board as an advisory board to the board of commissioners at the county level, and then they work together between the county and the townships to work things out. Is that the way it's set up there in Sheboygan County, Bob, as far as how you understand the interaction between the different committees?
Yes, that's right. But in Sheboygan County, we only have one township, which is Burt Township, with a planning commission, but they have their own zoning. So all the other townships who don't have zoning do not have a planning commission. We were the only ones without zoning that had a planning commission.
Okay, point of clarification, I'm going to use Robert's Rules of Order on you a little bit.
No problem.
So that I could understand this, because I got really confused when the discussion was held by the board, then it was opened up to public comment, and what the people during public comment was saying was totally, in my opinion, contradictory to the way things are set up there in Tuscarora Township. Was I wrong in understanding you guys on the board level versus the public comment?
No, you're correct. They were wrong. The person that gave that comment was a former planning commission member, and a lot of people may not be aware, our board dissolved our planning commission a few months ago.
Yeah, because your township does not have its own zoning ordinance / zoning map at the township level, because you, like you say, are like all the other townships in Sheboygan except for one.
Well, what concerned a lot of people is that, you know, we don't want to duplicate what the county's already doing very, very well. We would have to hire a zoning administrator and a bunch of other employees. And
zoning enforcement officer.
All that. Code enforcement.
Right.
Zoning Board of Appeals. And there's no sense in duplicating that. And that would cause us, in my opinion, to raise taxes.
Well, not only raise taxes, but here's the other problem. And we experienced it here in Torch Lake Township in Antrim County, because we have our own zoning ordinance and we had a zoning officer. And what ended up happening, we have Torch Lake here. We're Torch Lake Township, right? Yeah. Well, in addition to the sheriff's department having a boat out on Torch Lake, which many of my listeners are very familiar with the Antrim County Sheriff, especially if you're partying too much down by the sandbar on 4th of July, you get to know the sheriff pretty good at that time, right? Well, here's the thing. It was almost like this zoning officer had to go out and look at ways of generating fines, tickets, fees to our people in order to justify her salary, right? So She's getting paid $45,000, I think it was, a year, plus benefits. And she's going around in people's properties looking to see if there's license plates with current registrations on their motorhomes or their travel trailers or she was looking at abandoned vehicles that people will, in here in Torch Lake Township, you back your vehicle in so you don't show the back end where the license plate goes. She was literally trespassing, coming on property, looking to see if there's current license plates on these vehicles so she could issue a ticket. And it got to be such a harassment, citizens started showing up at township board meetings and going, I never gave that woman permission to come on my property. I never gave her permission to go behind my barn to look at my motorhome to see if I had current plates on it. You know, I'm going to shoot her the next time she's on my property. I mean, it got absolutely insane here. And this is basically what you're trying to avoid in Tuscarora Township.
Well, part of the problem is, as you know, we lost our newspaper some time ago.
Yes.
So the only way to communicate with residents is, you know, at these board meetings and, you know, posting news articles on our website. But, you know, that's a long haul from having a newspaper. So in the past, our newspaper was always very good addressing misinformation. And I do have to tell you that with social media these days, Randy, when you and I were growing up, there was no such word as misinformation. We were required by our church and our school and our parents to call it what it is, lying.
Sure.
So society has changed quite a bit. So,
well, it's not only misinformation, but I think a lot of times people with a political agenda.
Oh, absolutely.
Are going to put misinformation out there, which you and I call it the way it is, Bob. That's the way we were raised. A lie is a lie. And when they put it on social media, now people seem to rely on that as being gospel, like almost like you say, it's almost like a newspaper. So if it's on Facebook, it's got to be true.
Right. And that's just not the case. So I spent almost 15 minutes addressing all this, quote, misinformation. Now, I did clarify, hey, it wasn't a personal attack. Maybe all this information was conveyed, you know, hopefully it was just a mistake and
a misunderstanding.
Right. But, you know, as we move along, you know, some of these, and it's only just, I have to tell you, it's only a very few people. And unfortunately, they're Democrats. You know, my sister's a Democrat. I know a lot of good Democrats, but these particular individuals are, you know, far left to the left and are just, quite frankly, hell-bent on political retribution and misinformation. So I just finally, after, gosh, being in office 6 or 7 months, I just had to stand up and point it out because it was confusing our voters.
Well, the other component to it is it's clear and obvious that these two individuals that I saw on the video get up and personally attack you and try to create a situation where, you know, they're talking about your cousin developing this condo project. And I'm like, wait a minute. Because I was introduced to this developer because he had some questions for me and my business partner regarding marketing and feedback and information about rental rates and hotel rates and different things in the community, along with a Well Connect, as you know, our heat pump system, that geothermal that we use. Is that applicable to condos? Is it something we could do with it being not harmful to the environment, but yet offer a really good green energy way of heating and air conditioning these condos and things? I got to meet him, and it was just recently found out that he's even like, I believe, a third or fourth level cousin to you.
Yeah,
that you didn't even know about.
Well, remember, I was overseas for a very, very long time, and one of my favorite cousins, Nancy Matig, that's her son. And I got to meet him for the first time in 2019. And then in 2022, when we were had a little family get-together,
yeah,
over Thanksgiving, he was telling me how much he loved Indian River and he had been coming up here for years like the rest of us. And I started talking to him. I said, you know, if you really want to do something for Indian River, We desperately need housing, and we need help with downtown. And he took that to heart and got an investment group together. So, as I said in my meeting, and I've always, by the way, abstained from any vote, even though the lawyer said I didn't have to. I just felt it was proper.
Okay.
I always abstained from every vote. But
so basically, you're avoiding conflict of interest.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Gotcha. You know, perceptions are everything.
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. And has the board, without your vote, approved whatever he's wanting to do, developing his project there in downtown?
Well, remember, we don't have zoning authority, so it has to go to the county. But a month or two ago, we did pass a resolution supporting his river condo project because, as I said at the meeting, he may be my second cousin, but this is just an incredible project that could be the lead project to turn around our entire downtown, along with another adjoining property that's also renovating. So, you know,
okay,
we're on the verge of completely turning around our downtown.
Well, it's amazing to me because it's been quite a few years. Actually, when I ran for state senate back in 2010, I walked in the parade of downtown. You know where the parade route is.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Vicky and I, in coming over and meeting with your second distant cousin that you just met, basically became aware of, I could not believe how much that downtown area has actually improved already with all the businesses and the transformation of a lot of the fronts of the buildings. I mean, it's got a completely different vibe to it right now.
Well, yeah, and our DDA has just done such a wonderful job, and they redid the entire downtown streetscape a couple of years ago, and that was, you know, 10 years in the making. We have probably the best DDA group in the state, in my opinion, because when I say that, it's based on accomplishments, not talk. They actually do. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, well, you can just tell it now when you drive down through downtown how things look so much completely revitalized and fresh, and it looks so nice now. And then you guys also improved that road going over to the boat launch.
I mean, road, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a major transformation. Well,
I
wanted to have you on real quick. You got about 1 minute. Wrap it up, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to tell all my friends and voters in the township, don't worry about the planning commission. We actually eliminated the expense of doing this 10-year plan. We are doing a land use strategy to give to the county, and the board of trustees has assumed the responsibility, which it ultimately has anyway, of advising the county on zoning matters. And we've appointed our deputy supervisor and trustee Janet Vance to do that, and they attend every county planning meeting. So we're well on our way as we continue to improve our roads and and our downtown.
Excellent, excellent. All right, sir, we'll keep up the good work and tell everybody on the board good job, and appreciate you coming on and giving us clarification today.
Well, I really appreciate being on, and I just wanted to thank you, Randy, on behalf of all our friends and colleagues for everything you've done for our country last year. You've just made a big difference in northern Michigan.
Well, thank you, sir. I greatly appreciate that. All right, Bob, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan.